Chapter 44, Chains of Duty. Monday morning stirred Melissa awake in the basement dorm of the Slave Academy, her collar chained to a ring, bolted into the wall as always. The other slaves lay asleep on their mats, their soft breaths filling the dim space. Early light filtered through a small barred window high on the wall, casting faint streaks across the rough floor. She stretched, chains clinking softly, and sat up, her hands tracing the steel collar around her neck as if to confirm its unyielding presence. She tugged at the chain locked to her collar, then at the one securing her to the wall, but there was no give. With nothing to do, she lay back down, dozing off until the others began to stir, whispering quiet good mornings to each other. Dimitri entered, clapping twice sharply. The girls scrambled into a lineup, kneeling as their chains rattled, heads tilted up slightly to ease access to the padlocks securing their collars. One by one, Dimitri unlocked them, and the girls shuffled to the bathrooms and communal showers in the same room, cleaning themselves and preparing for the day. An hour later, Dimitri returned, snapping,
"Line up for inspection, girls. Get in attention. Let's see those bodies, now."
The girls formed a row, assuming the attention position, feet apart, hands behind heads, their naked bodies exposed.
"Another morning of this degrading nonsense,"
Hannah muttered.
"He enjoys humiliating us way too much,"
Nadine added, while Jennifer smirked,
"Probably the highlight of his pathetic day."
Carla, still too intimidated to defy the Slave Academy staff, nodded silently, her eyes downcast. Dimitri moved down the line, inspecting each girl with a cold precision. He made them open their mouths to check their teeth, then ordered them to spread their vaginal lips for him to examine. The girls complied, some of them with faces burning with shame. He then commanded,
"Yo, turn around, spread those legs and grab your ankles. Let's see those butts already."
The entire lineup now faced away from him, with their rears displayed for his inspection. Hannah whispered,
"Another day of this."
And Melissa hissed,
"I can't believe we're letting a teenager do this to us."
Nadine and Jennifer murmured agreement, their voices tense. Dimitri barked,
"Spread your butt cheeks for me."
They reached around, pulling their cheeks apart, their anuses and vaginas visible for inspection as he slowly passed by, stopping briefly at each girl. Before him stretched a lineup of more than a dozen young women, their smooth tanned white skin shimmering in the faint morning light, filtering through the barred window. Each one stood bent down, legs spread wide, hands gripping their ankles, their bodies a breathtaking display of beauty and submission. He felt his penis go hard, and his teenage heart began to race as he took in their flawless forms, slender waists curving into rounded hips, and pert buttocks parted to reveal their genitals and anuses to him as he had commanded them. Their lush hair dropped toward the floor, some blonde, others brunette, a few with fiery red locks catching the light, the strands swaying slightly with their tense breathing awaiting his inspection. His eyes caught on a fiery redhead, her hair blazing like a flame, and another with wide doe eyes that darted away, her shame making her all the more enticing. Their faces flushed with shame were a gallery of delicate features, high cheekbones, full lips, and wide eyes that avoided his stare, each one a vision he had once only dreamed of. Back in Russia, he had marveled at women's beauty. But their naked bodies were hidden beneath layers of clothing, and his teenage fantasies to see more had remained unfulfilled. But here at the Slave Academy, they were all stripped naked. The sight of their nude female bodies laid out for him to savor at all times. No barriers, no modesty, just raw, vulnerable beauty. His eyes lingered on their exposed vaginas, a row of glistening pink slits. Some were framed by soft curls, others were shaved smooth, but all were forced into his view by their humiliating pose. Above their anuses were revealed, small and tight, a forbidden sight that made his pulse quicken with the thrill of power. Their breasts hung low, swaying slightly with their tense breathing, nipples hardened in the humid air, some pale pink, others a darker rose, a testament to their youth and the shame they couldn't hide. Around each of their necks, a steel collar gleamed. The metal was a harsh contrast to their soft skin, locking them into their submissive role, a visible sign of their enslavement. And now they were under his command. Dimitri's chest swelled with a twisted pride. These women who back home would never let him see them like this now had no choice here. For a fleeting moment, a flicker of unease stirred in him. Back home, this would be wrong. But the thrill of power quickly drowned it out. Their beauty, their most private parts his. To inspect, to command, to enjoy, all laid bare in this degrading display. When Dimitri reached Melissa, she felt his stick trace her anus, a cold, invasive touch. He grunted in satisfaction and moved on. She heard him stop behind Nadine, his voice sharp.
Wider, young lady, not so shy.
Nadine sighed, her hands trembling as she complied. Dimitri pressed,
You need to stop being so self-conscious. When I tell you to spread your butt cheeks, you do it gladly and pull them wide for me. Understood?
Yes,
Dimitri snapped.
Yes, what?
She swallowed hard.
Yes, sir!
He continued, standing before her as she bent down, legs apart, spreading herself.
You're no longer a free girl, Nadine. Back home, you might have been a little princess with all the privacy you wanted, but here, you better get used to being naked at all times. Your body isn't yours. You can be inspected anytime by anyone at the Slave Academy. Do you understand?
Nadine, her body quivering under the strain of the degrading, vulnerable pose, choked back her shame and replied,
Yes, sir.
Dimitri finished the inspections, reaching the end of the lineup, then ordered them to stand straight and face forward. A quiet sigh of relief rippled through the girls, mingled with a weary fatigue. As they released their butt cheeks, the tension in their arms easing as they stood upright, their bodies grateful to escape the humiliating pose, the air seemed to lighten, a fleeting reprieve from Dimitri's control washing over them, though the sting of shame lingered in their flushed cheeks. Melissa stretched her shoulders, a small wince crossing her face as she rolled out the ache, a flicker of resentment burning in her chest at the indignity she had just endured. Hannah flexed her fingers, her jaw tight with suppressed frustration, while Jennifer caught Nadine's eye, rolling her eyes with a subtle shake of her head. The shared humiliation, a silent bond between them. Their expressions a mix of resignation and quiet defiance they couldn't voice. Carla kept her gaze down, her hands trembling slightly as she adjusted to standing, the relief overshadowed by her lingering dread of the next command. He beckoned Melissa to him, dismissing the others to their chores. As she approached, Dimitri produced a pair of rigid handcuffs, a single piece with no chain, locking her wrists tightly behind her with barely any room to move. He led her to the academy's front door, explaining,
You're going to Marcus for your weekend off.
Melissa turned, expecting him to remove the cuffs, but Dimitri shook his head.
You'll walk to Marcus in handcuffs. He has a key to let you out. This ensures you don't get distracted on the way and go straight to him.
Melissa's anger flared, but with her hands bound, she had no choice. She set off toward Marcus's hut, her steps heavy with frustration. The rigid handcuffs clamped her wrists tightly behind her back, their solid bar allowing no movement. Each step pulled at her shoulders, and the metal edges pressed into her skin, squeezing her wrists. Walking felt awkward, her arms unable to swing naturally, forcing her to adjust her posture to lessen the strain. Sweat mixed with dust from the path, clinging to her skin in a gritty layer. This walk was her only time alone, free from the academy's control or Marcus's watchful eyes. She imagined stopping to rest on a shaded bench, letting her aching body relax, or strolling through the market square to watch the bustle of people, anything to delay going from one place of control to another. But the cuffs made that impossible. Sitting would be uncomfortable with her arms pinned back, and a leisurely walk would only prolong the cuffs' uncomfortable grip on her wrists. Her strongest urge was to be rid of the cuffs, and for that, she had to reach Marcus. Despite her longing for a break, she pushed on, driven by the need to be free of their hold. At the resort, she spotted Kaya and Liana hanging clothes on the line, their laughter carrying over the breeze. Melissa paused, her heart lifting at the sight of familiar faces, and called out, "Hey, Kaya, Liana!" Kaya turned, her smile bright.
"Hey, Melissa."
Liana waved a damp shirt before pinning it up, her eyes warm.
"It's so great to see you again, Melissa. How have you been?"
Melissa's shoulders slumped slightly, the rigid cuffs digging into her wrists as she shifted.
"I'm being trained at the Slave Academy. It's hard and degrading. Every day feels like a new humiliation."
Kaya's smile faded, replaced by concern.
"That sounds awful. What do they make you do there?"
Liana nodded, stepping closer.
"Yeah, how do you even get through it? We've heard stories, but..."
Melissa sighed, the cuffs biting deeper as she moved, a reminder of her urgency.
"I'd love to stay and tell you more, but I need to get these off,"
she said, turning and lifting her bound wrists slightly to show them her cuffed wrists.
"Maybe we can catch up later when I'm not shackled like this."
Kaya gave a sympathetic nod, and Liana added,
"We'll be here. Good luck with Marcus."
Melissa forced a small smile, excusing herself as she continued to his hut. At the door, unable to reach the knocker, she turned, used her knuckles to awkwardly knock, and called for him. Marcus opened the door and let her in. He fetched the key, removed her handcuffs, and said,
"Good, you're here. 3 days this week. Victor says you've earned it."
She nodded, keeping her gaze low, though her mind raced. 3 days, less academy, more of this strange, charged life with him. She hated the collar, the kneeling, but the academy's walls were worse. With Marcus, there was no whip, no incessant drills, and she would sleep in a real bed. This was something, progress maybe. He set the mug down, his tone shifting, deliberate and clear.
"I received a letter over the weekend from the court. Arbeck's case is resolved. He was sentenced for the visa fraud and bribery charges. Parole only, no jail time, no fine. But if he commits another crime, he'll face severe consequences. It will keep him in line, I expect."
Melissa felt a jolt at the mention of Arbeck, now sentenced to parole for the visa fraud. Relief sparked briefly, then vanished as Marcus leaned closer, his eyes locking onto hers.
"There's more. You were involved too, the visa fraud, the bribery idea you came up with. As a slave, you're legally incompetent, so the responsibility falls to your owner. That's me now. The court imposed a penalty on me for your actions."
He paused, fingers tightening on the chair's edge. Old Marcus, the fool who'd emptied his savings to spare her, stirred in his chest. Back then, he would have paid it and hoped for her gratitude, hoped she would start to like him over Arbeck. But that got him nothing. She had never softened, never valued him. If he paid now, she would still resent him bitterly. Her anger was fueled by her enslavement. Work, though, let her sweat it out for the Grabesians, might shift her. Out there, scrubbing their filth, she could learn his hut was the better deal. Maybe even come to want it. He pushed aside his softer side, his determination settling into a firm resolve.
"The court officer offered an alternative. You can perform character-building work to prove your value to the community. I accepted this option. It's fair you resolved the trouble you caused, since I didn't own you when you did it. You'll start tomorrow at the council hall, cleaning the beach and market to work off the debt.
character building work? What is that supposed to mean?
I think it is some kind of council task force who do all kinds of community work like cleaning the beach and Market Square. I think it makes sense, so I've signed you up for it. It was you who did all of that, so it makes sense that you should resolve this. You'll report to the council hall at dawn tomorrow and return by afternoon.
Her stomach dropped, rage igniting hot and fast. She shot up from her knees, voice sharp despite the risk.
A task force? You're making me scrub streets. I'm already your slave. You're making me suffer at the academy. Isn't that punishment enough?
Marcus held her gaze, his jaw tight, but his voice steady, almost reluctant.
No, Mel. Those aren't punishments. You're not my slave as a punishment, and the academy's training is for your own good. It's different. The law holds me accountable for what you did before, but they offered this work instead, and I think it's only fair you handle it. I've agreed. You'll start at the council house tomorrow. Be ready.
He paused, eyes flickering with a buried softness, then looked away. She clenched her fists, nails biting her palms. He had dangled relief before her, 3 days away from the slave academy, then dumped this work on her. She wanted to scream. He could have paid the penalty, spared her, but instead he had sentenced her to scrub their filth. Her mind churned with the injustice, but his steady, unyielding stare choked her protest. Zuri's whip loomed if she pushed too far. She sank back to her knees, glaring at the floor, her anger a tight knot in her chest.
Fine, Dawn. Whatever you say.
He nodded, leaning back, satisfied.
Good. Get some rest. You'll need it.
Tuesday dawned too soon. Melissa dragged herself from Marcus's hut, the sky streaked pink, her bare feet scuffing the path to the council hall. Her collar chafed as she joined a ragged line of slaves, 10 or so, all naked, linked by a chain from neck to neck. A burly overseer thrust a sack and broom into her hands, his growl cutting the quiet.
Beach, then market! Move it!
She trudged to the shore, the chain clinking, stooping to gather driftwood and trash under a climbing sun. Sweat stung her eyes, her back aching by midday, as they shifted to the market square, sweeping dust and scrubbing grime from cracked stone. The overseer's stick tapped his thigh, a silent threat that kept her moving despite the burn in her arms. Marcus could have paid, but he made her work off the fine instead. Character building, he had said, like she was some weak fool to be molded. She hated him for it, hated the grit under her nails, the endless grind. By afternoon, she stumbled back to the resort, legs leaden, drained from hauling debris-laden sacks for most of the day. The pool shimmered ahead, a lifeline. She sank onto the edge, feet in the cool water, Kaya and Liana already there, their collars dull in the sun's glare. Kaya tilted her head, voice soft but sharp.
You look like death, Melissa. What's he got you doing now?
Melissa kicked the water, a bitter laugh escaping.
Marcus's latest torture for me. Academy's training me to grovel. Fine, I'm used to that. But now, work group duty, cleaning beaches and markets, working off some penalty for that visa fraud and bribe I pulled ages ago. Character building, he calls it. Stupid. Am I not being punished enough? Why this, too?
Liana's brows shot up, a smirk tugging her lips.
A penalty, and he's got you sweeping it off. Ost would pay just to skip the fuss.
Yeah, well, Marcus says it's fair. He could have paid, but no. I'm hauling trash while he sits here comfortably. I'm supposed to be resting from the Slave Academy, but now I'm hauling around trash and I'm knackered.
Kaya leaned back, her tone calm but cutting.
He's tightening the screws. 3 days off the academy. Sure, but now you're grinding like a workhorse. Character? More like breaking you in deeper.
Melissa's jaw tightened, fingers gripping the pool's edge.
That's it. I'm trained, collared, naked all day, and now this? He's got no right. I'd scream if it wouldn't get me lashes from Zuri.
Liana splashed water, her smirk widening.
Scream here. We won't snitch. I never fought myself. I was born into slavery. How'd it go for you?
I fought at first, but the whip sorted that out quick. Now it's this. Cleaning my own mess, he says, like I don't already have enough on my plate.
Kaya's eyes softened, though her voice stayed firm.
You'll get through this if you don't lose your spirit. I've been carrying loads since I was a kid. Born into this, same as Liana. Do the work, play their game. We've got your back.
Melissa nodded, the water lapping at her feet, offering a small bit of comfort. Kaya and Liana's solidarity steadied her, their shared struggles giving her firm encouragement. She'd endure Marcus's control, the Academy's demands, and this absurd task force, staying determined.